You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An Auckland protest group has been organising demonstrations against the now former president of South Korea, Park Geun-hye. Previously, they were calling for her to resign, but despite her being impeached last week, effectively ending her presidency, the demonstrations aren't done just yet. I spoke to April Rin Kwak, one of the organisers and participants in these protests, and began by asking her why she decided to get involved.
Well, we've been exposed to all this news about the political scandal that's going on in South Korea, and it's easily being reached in New Zealand as well as all of these other countries too. And we were just feeling uncomfortable about it, but didn't really thought of protesting. But then we saw some students who were gathering, say, in the United States and some parts in Europe, who got involved in some protesting, some peaceful demonstrations to join the ones that are happening in Korea. So it was just like a family evening dinner when I was talking to my dad. Maybe it's a great idea if we could organise one too. And we kind of asked people around if they are interested, and there were quite, you know, there were quite a number of people who were really, really interested. So that's how it all started.
What would you see as the main purpose of these demonstrations? I mean, obviously you're so far away from, you know, where all this is happening in South Korea. What were your kind of goals?
Our goal is firstly to make a voice, because, well, Korea is a democratic country as well as New Zealand, and people living in New Zealand as Koreans, well, I think we do have some kind of responsibility as a voter or as a citizen. Where, like, which country you belong, it doesn't really matter. So make it heard and raise your voice when you need to is really important, because there are some other people who are opposing our protests for the last few times because they thought it's really embarrassing to just tell all these stories to New Zealanders here. But I think remaining silent and not doing anything is more embarrassing than that. So I guess our main purpose for this is to raise our voice, make it heard, and just don't stand still and be silent, but take the action actively.
And I guess that was at least partly successful, because as we saw, President Park was impeached.
Yes, she was.
So what was your reaction to that?
Well, we were obviously really happy because that's what we wanted. But we don't think it's the end, because her political party and herself still have got lots of things to sort out at the moment. So we were really waiting for a news for her to resign, but she didn't. And so the parliament had to do the vote and just vote on the impeachment, which was still good for us as well. We were really glad to hear, but we are still waiting more to see in terms of what's going to happen to the political party and also our parliament as well, and also what's going to happen to President Park and also her associates as well.
So a lot of what-ifs. Will you continue then with these demonstrations?
Yes, indeed. We've got one happening this weekend as well on Saturday at the Victoria Park in Auckland. We will continue as long as some kind of definite action will be taken. So impeachment for us may not be enough, but there are lots of things that are also need to be revealed from the government, which are really vital. But then the government is still hiding, and we want everything to be, you know, revealed and be shown to us, because it's a democratic country and we have the right to see and know what's being happening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.